I thank the distinguished representative of Pakistan. Any other requests for the floor? I would like to thank the distinguished representative of Pakistan for raising this issue, because indeed we could do with some clarity on this, because we have an agenda in a way for the full period of our mandate leading up to a report in the end to the review conference. So we could add a report to the agenda, but it's not the aim to cover them at this session, but it would be for further work, because as was already understood, I think, by many of the delegations in the run-up, that we would have this year all time to focus on the substantive discussion, and I will do an oral update to the meeting of the high contracting parties in November. So I'm just conferring now with the Secretariat on how we might formulate this in the agenda. We could add to the agenda, if all high contracting parties agree to that, adoption of the report and the understanding that we will not address this agenda item this session, but that will be to be considered at a future session of the group. Would that be agreeable? I see no objections. Okay. Then so is decided. We will add adoption of the report to the agenda in the understanding that we will not address it at this session. The agenda is herewith adopted as orally amended. Agenda item 3, confirmation of the rules of procedure. We now move on to agenda item 3, confirmation of the rules of procedure. Under this agenda item, I would like to remind the group that the 6th review conference decided that the rules of procedure of the review conference shall apply mutatis mutandis to the group, as laid down in CCW/conf 6/11 decision 1 para 40. The rules of procedure can be found in document CCW/conf Roman 5/4, as well as on the webpage of this meeting. With this in mind, I now invite the group to confirm the rules of procedure under this agenda item. I recognize the distinguished representative of the Russian Federation. You have the floor.